Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, September 15th. After all three contracts, corn, wheat, and beans traded lower on the opening. Corn and wheat drifted and chopped around lower for the rest of the day, while beans were able to catch a bid and did finish higher on the day. So taking a look at corn, we've got December down a penny and three quarters at 330 a bushel. Export sales came in well below expectations, which weighed on the market. Sales were 723,000 metric tons. That was versus expectations of between 800,000 and 1.15 million metric tons. Sales are, however, up 82% on last year, so that is a positive note. Funds sold about 6,000 contracts of corn and are now short about 175,000 contracts. Rosario Grain Exchange reported that Argentina's corn acreage could be up by as much as 2.2 million acres. That's up from 11.9 million to 14.1 million. Taking a look at wheat, December finished down 3.5 at 399.5, with Kansas City D's down 2.25 cents at 416. Export sales were in the middle of expectations, 395,000 tons. That's versus predictions of between 300 and 600,000 metric tons. Sales are up 21% on last year. Funds were sellers of about 3,000 contracts of wheat, with their short position now at about 129,000 contracts. Moving to the soybeans, November finished up 7.75 cents at 950.5. Export sales were average at 1.02 million metric tons. This was versus expectations of between 800,000 and 1.65 million. Sales are up 39% on last year, and the USDA did announce a sale of 110,000 tons of soybeans to Unknown this morning. Funds were buyers of about 3,500 contracts of beans and are now long about 70,000 contracts. NOPA crush came out this morning at 11 o'clock, a disappointing 131.8 million bushels. That was down about 12 million from July, and this could lead to a raise in the old crop stocks estimates by the USDA. Argentinian bean acreage could be down between 2 and 5% as a result of the government putting off the promised 5% export tax cut, so we will have to see how that develops. In outside markets, we've got the dollar just about flat at 95.31, crude oil up 20 cents a barrel at 43.78. We've got the stock market trading now up about 195 points, and gold trading down $8 an ounce at $1,318 an ounce. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great night.